Oh, goodness sakes. Desiree, we're going to try to call you back. I don't know what just happened to you. But we have another guest on, so we're going to have him come on while we get Desiree back, because, man, I want to hear the rest of that story. How about you? So, Gregory.
Yes, hello, Sue.
How are you?
I'm fine. I was just listening to Desiree's story.
Isn't it an amazing story?
It's unbelievable. It really is.
Yes.
I'm almost in tears listening to what she was saying.
Yeah, there's more to it. But, you know, we are called to dare to believe. And Gregory, from what I understand, you have quite a story yourself.
I do. I was raised myself in Detroit, a latchkey kid.
You did?
Yes, I did. I had siblings that were supposed to watch me when I was little. And one by one, they would leave me alone, expecting the other one to have the responsibility of watching me until I was by myself. And this was at 4 or 5 years old. And they would go off and do their thing and come home before my mother got home. And, of course, I wasn't supposed to say anything. So
4 years old, you were left alone. Now, for
yeah,
those
or
parents
I would,
out there.
I would break out of the house or sneak out of the house. And there was a Methodist church right next to where we lived.
Oh, how nice.
And I would walk down the alley, and I would sit behind the church, and I would just listen to the people that were walking in and out. And the Bible studies, afraid to go in. I didn't know what to do. I was just a little kid. So I would listen to what they were saying and talking about God, talking about Jesus. And I would just sit by myself all alone and pray, not even knowing how to pray, not even knowing what was going on, just give myself up and allow the safety of the Lord to guide me in what to do next. And this is how I raised myself.
Wow.
And my whole life has been that way. When I was 8 years old, I was hit by a car.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a near-death experience. I went up the tunnel. I saw the light. I saw the firemen working on me. Luckily, I'd stepped off a curb, and this big Impala just ran right into me, doing about 25 miles an hour, and I
wow.
died.
Gregory,
I woke up.
You know what? Desiree's back, and I'm thinking that what I want to do is I want to get Desiree to finish her story, and then depending on time,
sure.
Either we're going to have your story continue because it's an amazing story, or we're going to have to continue your story on another day. So are you able to hang on there in case, you know,
sure.
Okay, good. Desiree, are you back?
Yes, I found that story fascinating.
It's an amazing story. Can you imagine at 4 years old being on your own?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. That's just amazing to me.
Well, it sounds a little bit. I adopted my son at 5 years old.
Oh, you
he
did?
He pretty much raised himself, so I can understand that. He had cried out to God and asked God for parents. It's an amazing story what God's done with him. He's just an amazing young man at 16 years old.
I didn't even know about that.
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
I'm not sure where we cut off.
Well, where we cut off is that you were looking at pictures of and believing, daring to believe.
Yes.
On not sight seen, but unseen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And what was another just amazing time in this hospital, what had happened was by the time that I could actually walk and get to a shower, what's interesting with a burn victim is they'll wrap you with these bandages, and you don't have any skin there, but when it starts to heal, it kind of gets stuck in the bandages, and you got to pull them up off the bandages, so it's kind of pulling off your skin.
Right, it opens
and
up the sores.
And I walked to the shower, yeah. I'm trying to put the water, and I could not get my bandages off. And at one point, you know, the pain, first they put me on morphine, I had an allergic reaction to that, and so I just asked, I don't want to be on any painkiller, I'm trusting God. But pulling the bandages off was so painful that at one point I just got on my knees and I just started to cry. And I just cried out to God and I started to worship him. And I'm worshiping him and worshiping him.
Right in the hospital room.
In the shower at the hospital room. And the glory of God fills this hospital room. And as I'm worshiping the Lord, I look down and all the bandages are on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I had these, like, miraculous experiences where God showed up so strong. And after that, when I was released from the hospital, I didn't have to work because I had so much money coming in from residuals, and that's when the show airs again, the first run, they pay you the same amount.
Right.
So I didn't need to work, and I would just read the Word of God, and then I would pray, and then I would go into hospitals and pray for people and watch tumors dissolve and see miracles, signs, and wonders. And it was just the most amazing time. And really, in His Presence Church, we are a church that believes in miracles, signs, and wonders. And every Wednesday night, we pray for healing for people. And from day one of our church, we have seen blind eyes open. We have seen people that have been diagnosed with 6 weeks left to live because of liver cancer, 5 years later, still attending our church. We have seen every type of cancer healed, but we have just seen every type of miracle that you could imagine take place, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a healing God, and He wants His body whole and healed.
I've seen some of these miracles happen too, and it's an amazing thing. And when you said the glory of God was in the room, there's probably people listening that have never experienced that and might even think, what does that mean? What does that look like, the glory of God?
What the glory of God is, it's a tangible presence of God. And what's very interesting, I've never heard of this in my entire Christian walk, what's happening right now in His Presence Church. We've had prayer meetings in the past. I've attended prayer meetings. But we started this a few years ago, a prayer meeting on Tuesday night. We have over 500 people that come out just to pray for a Tuesday night. And when you get an atmosphere where people are praying, and it's the tangible presence of God, it's just there. It's so thick. It's probably the strongest glory place where you actually feel the tangible presence of God. The first time I ever experienced it was when I walked into a Vineyard church when I first got saved over in West Hollywood, and I'm crying. I don't know why I'm crying, but it's just the presence of God is there. And the thicker and thicker it gets, you just go, I'm in the glory. It's so wonderful.
It's really hard to explain, isn't it?
Yeah, but if somebody's listening and they have an experience, they can walk into In His Presence Church and they can experience the glory of God.
So you're inviting them to come to your church?
I'm inviting them to come to
Absolutely.
Our church. We're in Woodland Hills, and our website's www.ihpchurch.org. And we're located at 21300 Khalifa Street in Woodland Hills. And they're more than welcome to call us at 818-313-9393.
We'll be back with more of The Sue Free Show and Desiree Ayers on 99.5 KKLA.
Worship leaders, singers, songwriters, are you being called to come up higher? Then get up close and personal with Dove and Grammy Award winner Israel Houghton. Monday, September 6th. First, enjoy a world-class concert from 4 to 6 p.m. Followed by a raw Q&A session orchestrated to get your talent soaring. Bring your tough questions and get sound advice from Israel Houghton, worship leader of America's largest church. Come get filled through praise and worship and nurtured in an intimate Q&A. If you're called to this low-dipping, high-stepping, praise-filled industry, you'll leave equipped to answer the call. This UCAP Up Close and Personal event is Monday, September 6th at the Center Church in Granada Hills. The concert's at 4, Q&A session from 6 to 7. This UCAP event is sure to sell out, so get your tickets now. Go to ucapevents.com. That's ucapevents.com, or call 818-421-0965. That's 818-421-0965. 818-421-0965.
KKLA's popular Strategic Wealth Summit is coming back to Los Angeles. Join us at this free Wealth Summit event Saturday, September 18th from 9 to noon at the Universal Hilton. Hear KKLA's Frank Pastore and a panel of leading financial experts as they share their years of financial insights to help you grow and preserve your wealth in these unsettled financial times. You'll learn the best ways to protect your pension fund, to Roth or not to Roth, and where to invest in safe, secure growth opportunities in these uncertain times, and much more. Protect and grow your wealth at the KKLA Strategic Wealth Summit, Saturday, September 18th from 9 to noon at the Universal Hilton in Universal City. This profitable event is free to KKLA listeners, but space is limited. Don't miss out on the wealth of information. Register now at KKLA.com. The KKLA Strategic Wealth Summit, sponsored by the Money Guys of Applied Financial Planning, Safe Money Specialist Michael Snow White, and John Wirtz Financial and Tax Planning. Register today at KKLA.com. That's KKLA.com.
Joey, have you seen who's moving in the neighborhood?
Yeah, a bunch of low-life fleas, roaches, and ants.
I saw a rat the other day.
This ain't good for us termites, though. They're more likely to call E. coli.
Joey!
She's right. E. coli now offers complete pest control of rodents and insects. Hi, I'm Susan Fries, the owner of E. coli. We have one-time services, ongoing monthlies, our most popular and economical every other month, and even quarterly for occasional pest problems. We keep rats and mice out and eliminate insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and our termite control is legendary. Call us today for a free estimate of complete termite and pest control at 800-332-BUGS. And if you have an existing pest control contract, we'll give you better service without a price increase. That's my promise. Call 800-332-BUGS.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck out front.
I got a bad feeling about this.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 800-332-BUGS.
KKLA 99.5. This is the Sue Free Show, and we're talking to Desiree Ayers from In His Presence Church. And we were talking about she was burned from doing a stunt, and she was in the hospital, and the nurses were telling her one thing, the doctors were telling her something, and she was believing, daring to believe on something completely different because she was standing on the Word of God, and she guarded who came in and out, and her husband did, and her father did, because we have to guard what's coming in. And she did that, and I loved that you said that. So you tell us the rest of the story.
Well, what was interesting, for the next 10 days, what should have been the worst experience of my life ended up being the most amazing glory to God times, and really led into birthing, I think, what God's having us do now, and that's operate in miracle signs and wonders and see people get healed and see people get set free. But Dr. Grossman had looked at me and said, Desiree, it's your faith in God that's healed you. And he would walk by and see me reading the Bible, and he'd say, stay there. And my husband asked him, said, Dr. Grossman, is this a miracle? He said, yes, this is a miracle of God, and actually testified for me on the 700 Club to say, this is a miracle, what's happened here.
So miracles still do happen. It's not from before, it's now.
Yes, Jesus says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's given and entrusted the miracle healing power to be operating through the body of Christ. So we are to be laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. And God wants us set free, whole and healed in every area of our life. But I wanted to get into something I know that we had talked about earlier with on that warfare, and even with healing, because I had a miracle. But as you go through life, I think different things can try to attack you at different times.
Yes.
And we had talked about the warfare and really meditating on the Word of God and having those scriptures to fight with. Because I'm like you, every morning when I get up, before I even get out of bed, I meditate on healing scriptures because I just don't want to give the enemy any place in my life. And I want to encourage people that are out there in whatever difficulty that you are going through, whether it's physical, you need to get a hold of scriptures such as the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is alive inside of me, quickening and healing my body. Declare that I have a merry heart that does good like a medicine. Say things like good news nourishes my bones, whatever things are true, whatever things are just, whatever things are lovely, of good report. I'm going to meditate on these things. Mm-hmm. But we really have to train ourselves skillfully. And a lot of people right now, they're going through tough times financially, but it's important during these times that people get a hold of several scriptures that they can stand on in the area of finances, such as in Philippians where it says, God will meet all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. He's not given me a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind. Because I think the enemy is really trying to get people to operate in fear, to stay anxious. And Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead, that we would be set free from anxiety, from worry, from fear. And he so wants us living that life where our heart trust is 100% in him.
Very well said.
I'm trying not to preach too much.
No,
like
no,
I told
it's
you.
So good. It's so
I
good.
I could go on and on, and I want to give you a time to.
I just, no, you know, this show is not my show. It's God's show. So he's in control, right? And my heart, as yours is, I mean, I read your mission, and your mission is so close to my mission. You know, as you said to, what did you say? Desiree's mission, to strengthen the body of Christ so all may live an evangelistic life on purpose, pursue godly relationships, and fulfill their divine destiny, thereby impacting their communities, cities, and nations, all to the glory of God.
Yes.
And that's very close to my intro. You know, it's like we want to give hope to the hopeless.
Yes.
And we don't want to have people believing the lie of the devil. And we want people to just do what God created them to do, to fulfill the purpose that God created them for.
Well, I love, Sue, what you're doing, too, because you're getting on the airwaves and you're speaking words of life to the people that are driving around in their cars, that are tuning in, and they're getting to hear the word of God, because people, we can all get discouraged. We can all cross into fear. We can all cross into worry. But that's why it's so important to have things like radio shows, TV shows, where the Word of God is being preached, where we can meditate and listen and focus on the good news, because there's so much bad news out there on a daily basis that we have to train ourselves to really focus in on the things that are of good report, the good news, because good news nourishes our bones.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've told my children, you are what you eat, you are what you listen to, you are who you hang with. You know, all those things matter. And it's not just our children, it's everyone, you know. I told my children, you know, don't let your friends choose you. You choose your friends, and choose them wisely.
That is so good. And as adults, too, we need to do that. We got to guard our hearts and our relationships and choose wisely.
Right. So...
You know, I would love, I don't know if we have time here, but to be able to pray for people that might be listening in some of the areas we've talked about.
I think that would be wonderful.
Is it okay if I pray?
Yeah, let's do that and see where our time ends, and hopefully I don't have to cut you off.
Pray first for people that need healing. So I'm going to start with that, and then I'm going to go into the addictions.
Oh, wait, before you start, listen, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. I am serious.
Yes.
That, you know, it's such a habit to close your eyes because you want to totally be focused on the words and get them in your spirit. But if you're driving, please, you can pray with your eyes open.
Yes, you can.
Okay, go ahead.
See. So, Father God, we thank you that you are a healing God. And for any person right now that's listening that's in pain, we take authority over that pain. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command every bit of pain to go. I thank you, Father God, that you're a good God, that you're a healing God, that your word says that you wish above all things that we prosper and that we are in good health. So I pray, Father God, for your children that are listening, that they would prosper, that they would live in divine health. Father God, people that are going through financial struggles right now, I thank you, Father, that you've not given them a spirit of fear. God wants you to know that. You don't need to fear. You don't need to worry. He's on your side. He's for you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And, Father, I thank you for those words of truth going out, and I thank you for people being able to receive the truth. I thank you, Father God, for your healing hand on each and every person. I command every body to function perfectly, every cell, every tissue, every organ. I command you to function perfectly. We speak to cancer cells. We command them to wither up and die. I thank you, Father God, that you're a merciful God. I thank you, Father God, for strengthening the body at this hour. I thank you, Father God, that our trust for financial provision is not in the government, but it's in you, Lord. You are our shield. You are our defender. You are our protector. And, Father, I thank you for meeting the needs of your people according to your riches and glory, not according to the natural, what's happening, Father, but according to your riches and glory. I thank you that you are the God that does exceedingly abundantly above all we can imagine, think, or hope for. I thank you for that, Father. And, Father, I pray for those that have been battling addictions. And, Father, I thank you that you are greater. I thank you, Father God, that people can turn to you. I thank you for that name, Jesus Christ, the name above every other name. And I come against every attack of the enemy that would try to keep people bound to alcohol, pornography, food addictions, any type of addictive behavior. And Father God, I thank you that people addict themselves to you, that they sell out for you.
Amen.
I thank you, Father God, that they identify with you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, I thank you that you are our strength, that you are our food, that you are our substance. I thank you that we can run to you and fill up on you, Father God. And Father, I pray that every person right now would be filled with your joy,
yes,
your peace,
you,
knowing, Father, that you're on their side. And some of you need to know that. Some of you, you're just battling guilt, condemnation. You feel like you've blown it, you've missed it. I missed it that day when I did that fire explosion. God healed me anyway. The moment you turn to Jesus, he will heal you. He loves you and he will heal you. Amen.
Amen.
I could go on and on, but
yes, you
I
could.
I don't want to take it over your show time.
Hey, you know what? I want you on my show again. Would you come back?
I'd love to.
Oh, I would love it too, and I think the listeners would love it too. So, I want to hear a little bit about this young man that you adopted, because I didn't know anything about that.
Yes, Joshua Christopher Ayers, an amazing young man who is in a very difficult situation and being abused. And at 5 years old, he was watching TBN, gave his heart to the Lord, and cried out to God and asked for parents. Well, we had planned to adopt a baby, but some people at our church talked about how with the foster care system, these kids, once they're older, they don't get adopted.
Right.
Everybody wants a baby.
Right.
And we had been so blessed with our life. We just had everything. We thought, Lord, we'd like to do this. So it ended up where we adopted Josh, and it was very challenging the first 2 years because of the rejection, the anger issues that he had. But whatever you're around, and I like what you said to your kids, whatever you're around, you know, you become like. And he was taken out of an unhealthy environment. He was put into a very healthy environment where the word of God was being spoken, where he was loved unconditionally. And this kid, he went from being kicked out of three different schools to now just being brilliant, smart, loving, kind, serves like crazy at the church, just loves to serve people. He's 16 years old, and I'm just so proud of him. He's really a strong man of God with vision and purpose in his life.
That's such a wonderful story. And there is a lot of adoption and foster kids out there and people that can't have children. And so it's wonderful to be able to take that, put it together, and make something beautiful out of it. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, I think I heard on a Joyce Meyer show that if the number of kids that are out there, if every church, if one person in every church adopted one of these kids, that there wouldn't be a problem. All the kids would have a home to be raised in.
Well, our time is up. It's been great, Desiree, having you on, and I appreciate
you.
Your insight and input and your prayer. I thank all of you for listening. I look forward to coming back next Saturday. So until then, God bless you, and have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Forgiven in love, child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Foursquare Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefit specialist.
Springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.
Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason. Thanks for tuning in to us on your Saturday afternoon. Brad Solomon with you. We'll join Precious Metals Investment Strategist Jonathan Rose coming up on The Gold Show. We'll save the date for the 99.5 KKLA Listeners event with Greg Laurie. It's going to be held Friday, October 15th at Lake Avenue Church in Pasadena. For more info on this upcoming event, keep listening to us right here on 99.5 KKLA.
I seriously injured my back at work, and after trying two inept attorneys, I called the law offices of John A. Mendoza.
When Alan called, he had also gone through several operations.
They got me to see a doctor right away.
The insurance company wanted to settle, but we made sure they had all the facts. Alan then received over double what they originally offered.
Don't mess around. Call John Mendoza and get him working for you right away. He's the best.
If you're injured on the job, call the law offices of John A. Mendoza immediately. If there's no recovery, there's no legal fee. The law offices of John A. Mendoza, aggressively representing California's injured workers. Call 1-800-370-HURT, 800-370-HURT. They'll even come to you. And remember,
an insurance company is guilty of a crime when they wrongly deprive you of benefits, just as making a false or fraudulent workers' compensation claim is a felony, subject to up to 5 years in prison or a fine of up to $50,000 or double the value of the fraud, whichever is greater, or by both imprisonment and fine.